It hurts, it hurts. I said, with a plight, stupendous plight from your law. So God Almighty tells us that the Egyptians were unjust to you. But today, sir, you have usurped our lands. You stole our land. So therefore the strife between us. But Jesus, be that, Palestine belongs to us. This is how. Palestine belongs to us. I said, how, sir? He said, no, God promised it to us. I said, where, sir? No, this is, I didn't know at that time that this is what Allah wants us all to do. Anybody makes any claim, Allah says, ask him for his Burhan, his proof. Have you done that yet? Are you asking people when they say that you're going to go to hell and he's going to go to heaven, you say, where is your proof? Do you ask him for that? No. The secret is, anything, anybody claims, he said, your proof, your certificate, that's going to send you to heaven and destines us to hell. Then I have a look at it. I says, where, sir? So he quoted me from the book of Genesis, the Bible. He knew the Bible better than many of us know the Quran. This Jew is quoting me. He says, God promised to Abraham, and he said, Genesis chapter 17, verse 8, he said, I will give unto thee, to you, and to thy seed after thee, all the land of Canaan. Canaan means Palestine. For an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Means I will see to it that they get it, and I will protect it. That's his title deed. God has a right to give anything to anybody. It is his. This God gave it to us. So I said, excuse me, sir. You see, sir, in your Torah, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 22, we are given a test. How do we know whether the thing that is spoken and written in the name of God, whether it is from God or not? The test says, if a prophet speaks in the name of God, and if the thing does not come to pass, if it does not happen, that is the thing the Lord has not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Right? Sir, right. I said, is that a valid test? He said, yes. I said, by the test. God gave to Abraham and his sons forever. Right? He said, that. I said, what did he get? The day Abraham died, his sons, Ishmael and Isaac, had to buy a piece of land to bury the father. He was supposed to have the whole of Palestine. Then, we are told again in the Bible that they lived in hopes, in promises, having not received the promises. And Abraham didn't have enough land to rest his foot upon. Means he didn't own one square foot of land. Not one square foot that he can put his foot there and say, this is mine. That is what the book says. If that is true, then God didn't make such a promise. Because the Quran says, Wa'adallahu haq. If Allah makes a promise, his promise is true. If it is falsified, that means it is not Allah's words, it is somebody has written presumptuously. The book says, presumptuously. So he said, well, I can see that. Be that very fair, very reasonable. But I didn't want to stop there. That's the end of the discussion. That's no good for me. I said, you see, sir, although I knocked him out first round, I want to bring him back for the second round. So I said, you see, sir, I am prepared to concede that God didn't make such a promise. As if Palestine was my father's property. It's mine, I can give it away. So look, I'm prepared to give it to you. I'm prepared to concede, although I disproved it from the test that it is not true, but still I'm prepared to concede that God did make such a promise. I'm giving away your land. You Arabs, I'm giving it to the Jews. I said, I'm prepared to concede. So I said, what is the promise? The promise says, I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee. I said, who is the seed of Abraham? He said, we the Jews. I said, no, no doubt, you are the seed of Abraham. But are you the only seed? In the first book of your Torah, the book of Genesis, no less than 12 places, you read, and as for Ishmael thy son, and as for Ishmael thy seed, as for Ishmael, I have heard thee, Allah says. I have heard, means I have heard your prayer, what you are asking. As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. 12 princes shall he begin, and I'll make him a great nation, because he is thy seed. And as for Ishmael, thy son, and thy seed, no less than 12 places in the Torah. In the first book, Ishmael is spoken of as the son and seed of Abraham. If he is the son and seed of Abraham, what right have you to deny him that birthright? But you see, he said, we got Palestine. And possession is 9/10 of the law. He's got the stick in his hand. I said, yes, sir, but how did you get it? You got it by force. Right? He said, yes. So might is right. That means you're trying to say might is right. You got strength, you take it. So on the same principle, would the Arabs have a right to claim Spain? Once in history, our forefathers ruled Spain for 800 years. Can we go and claim it if we had the power? So look, our fathers had it. The buildings in the Alhambra is built by our fathers. They're still there. Monuments. In India, you go to Shalimar Gardens. And the other thing, Qutub Minar. Who did it all this? My fathers did it. Our fathers, the Muslims. We ruled there for 1,000 years. Can we reclaim it? Indonesia, the Dutch ruled it for 300 years. Can they go and reclaim it? Mozambique, a Muslim territory. The Portuguese ruled it for 500 years. Can the Portuguese go and reclaim it now? No. What I can you do? And keep going on. Alhamdulillah, the things was moving beautifully. At the end of it, he tells me, says, Dad, we didn't know that the Arabs had a case. My boss is telling me, Jew, said, we didn't know that the Arabs had a case. You know what I want you to do? I want you to write everything you told me, and I will publish it in my Temple David magazine, in Singapore. He was an editor at the time. I will publish it. So knowing my weaknesses, I said, look, I'm not a writer. I can't write. He said, no, man, you just write as you spoke, and I will improve it for you. I'm sure he meant well. He meant well. But it took me many years to put those things down in writing. This book here, Arab and Israel, Conflict or Conciliation, is given to you tonight, everybody free. All those references I gave you and more are all there. What you have to do is, you have to learn these steps. You see, the Christian has been programmed, brainwashed with this idea that God gave Palestine to the Jews. We have done nothing. For 1400 years we didn't put forth our case. That's why we are in this mess. Our case is going by default. We are prepared to fight. Wallah, it won't pay. Force won't pay. You see, we need the sympathy of the people. We want them to see our point of view. And then talk. Try to talk to people. How? Talk to them. How? He said, no, God promised it to them. That's how the Christian is brainwashed. The guy knows that what the Jew is doing is not right. Little children being bulldozed, breaking their arms and their legs. This is not right.